I'm just on my way to go to our Bhakta Sangha, which is a nationwide congress assembly of devotees, and we're going to be making our annual presentation. Last year it was earlier, it was in February, just before I left for India. This year we put it to a time more convenient for devotees in general. And it's a big venue because we can't accommodate it here in Budapest Temple. And the overall theme is to introduce the new leadership structure that we have put into place, worked out and put into place, the purpose of which is to really help realize a society for Krishna consciousness here in Hungary, society that we call Varnashram, but something that actually does function as a social structure rather than, as you may have heard me speak before, makes the Krishna consciousness movement function as believers or theologians living together in undefined, unorganized, and unsupervised way. And, of course, this is just part of the unpackaging and planning and further unpackaging that will come over time. And it's meant to really empower the congregation of devotees. And when I'm speaking about congregation, I'm not talking about what we usually term devotees living outside. I use the word congregation in terms of all the devotees who are congregating, Sankirtan, who come together, whether they're living in the temple, whether they're and doing full-time Sankirtan, whether they're working and contributing, but a congregation of devotees who identify themselves with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the Hungarian Society for Krishna Consciousness, and want to form a society, in which case they accept the norms of that society, much as in the same way as a citizen of a country accepts the laws of the country and has certain rights that are also given to him by being a citizen, and functions within those norms and realizes his privileges by the lifestyle that he leads. So it's really a matter of vision. I'm making two presentations. One is about the vision for the Hungarian Yatra, and the other one is about the preaching. Vision really means where we want our Krishna consciousness movement to go. And as I mentioned earlier, we want to establish a society for Krishna consciousness. And if people ask, well, what does a society look like? Then our reply is that it's Varnashram Dharma. And although there are different versions of Varnashram Dharma according to the facilities available and according to the time that people are living in, but for the current day and age, I'm defining this very briefly as something that's based on devotees keeping legal, moral, and spiritual values on as the basis of the phases in their life, their ashram, and as the basis of their work, their varna. That's all. Legal, moral, and spiritual values. Common legal, moral, spiritual values. And how do we set up Varnashram Dharma in Hungary? Well, as a first step, we establish a structure, a framework, a skeleton around which the members of the society, which means devotees of a like mind and commitment, can congregate. And this is something that you hear me emphasizing, like mind and commitment. There has to be a seeing eye to eye. There has to be a central point that everyone accepts. And that first structure, the skeletal structure we defined last year, perhaps I'll put it up again, but I put up the vision in which which really is a somewhat of an impersonal structure. It's meant to just sort of define where the society goes. New Rajadham is the national center, the other national project. The other projects, Budapest and everyone, are meant to grow by and have simultaneously develop New Rajadham, which gives the opportunity for people to be able to fully live, or at least as much as is possible nowadays, the lifestyle of Krishna consciousness. And the other centers, towns, are places where devotees put into practice the lifestyle of Krishna consciousness as much as those circumstances and restrictions allow. So I'm not going to read that out now. I don't even have it here in Hungarian in front of me. It's in English, sorry. I only have it in Hungarian. So what does this congregation that I'm talking about look like? Well, it's a second structure, and that second structure is one in which outreach, support, and education systematically brings, trains, and keeps people in Krishna consciousness. And when I'm talking about people, once again, I'm not talking about congregation and those who are living outside or maintaining the full-time devotees. I'm talking about all of the devotees. And this is where our membership system came in, which we actually established the year before and really cemented also last year, is that this congregation and this society is for those who want to be part of it. And to be want to be part of it, you're a member of Hungarian Krishna Consciousness Movement. And that means that you join a membership. By becoming a member, not only are you making a minimal monthly contribution, not only do you have a membership card which gives you certain discounts, but it also means that by being a member, you're making a statement that I have a like commitment and a like mind to others who are also members, and I both want to enjoy the rights provided to members and also to make those social commitments. So anyway, the essence of this structure is to bring and keep devotees together in service of Srila Prabhupada to do two things: to fulfill the goal of life, Krishna consciousness, and to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's mission to preach. So how is that done? Well, it's something that you do by cooperating together. And what did Srila Prabhupada say? And you have organization and intelligence. When Srila Prabhupada was on his deathbed, then he called on Giriraj Maharaj in the middle of the night and asked him, well, do you think this movement can go on without me? And Giriraj Maharaj said, yes, if we're sincere and we chant Hare Krishna, then the movement will be successful. And then Prabhupada replied, says, no, organization and intelligence. So Prabhupada emphasized that organization and intelligence are needed to make the Krishna consciousness move on, go on. And that's the third structure that we need to manifest, Varnashram. It's an organizational structure or leadership and management structure. So up to now, if you've envisaged, and Varnashram means a body, I've spoken about the vision, which is really the framework or the skeletal structure. So see it as the skeleton of the body. I've spoken up about the congregation, which is the heart or the soul of that body that gives light to it, the people, the congregation of devotees. And then we add the third structure, which you could say is the senses and the mind, the body, which gives the leadership and management, which makes the whole thing actually move and go forward. So up to now, the leadership and management has worked in a way very much similar to the way it works in the rest of ISKCON. It's been really a independent independent temple presidents who have their vision for their own independent yatras and work under myself, the GBC. How well did it work? Well, the things that we've achieved in Hungary are the results of that. But over the years, I've come to conclude, and also the leaders, that our leadership and management structures really reach the limits of its effectiveness. We're treading water, and if we want to go forward, then it requires a transformation. Why? Well, first is that actually that management and leadership structure didn't mirror our vision. In other words, we're putting a body, senses, mind, intelligence onto a skeletal framework that didn't sink. You could imagine on a 6-foot skeleton, you put a 3-foot body. It doesn't fit. The other is that there's new challenges in terms of our growing congregation. The number of devotees are increasing, and particularly those are increasing that are not full-time devotees. And in order to offer them the benefits of Krishna consciousness and to facilitate the organization that requires for that, our organizational structure generally deals with devotees in the temple. It isn't meant to facilitate devotees who are living outside the temple. And then my life is changing as well, which you've heard me speak about. I'm not going to go on too much further. So anyway, the conclusion is that in order to realize our vision and facilitate our ever-growing congregation of devotees, our leaders have unanimously agreed upon a new organizational structure. And that new organizational structure is one in which we treat the Hungarian Yatra Nad as many parallel structures, but there's one structure, one synchronized, coordinated structure in which it works as a yatra, which you could even boil down to working as a temple. It has common goals and common standards, and we have what we now call a Yatra president. Previously it was known as a national secretary, Gaur Shakti Prabhu. And there's a lot of that. I can't get into all of the details. But anyway, my request today to the devotees will be that as an organized and ethical congregation, that they support this vision and structure so that we can please Prabhupada and Radhe Shyam, because that's the essence of what it means, Varnashrama. Hare Krishna, I'm moving on.